The five deadly mistakes to avoid when fasting for God's blessings. Fasting is an essential part of practicing the Christian faith, serving as a means to connect with God. It is not merely about abstaining from food, it is about spiritual cleansing, a religious act that brings believers closer to God. As the Gospel of Matthew 6:16 states, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full." This sacred practice, when done with a pure heart, brings the presence and blessings of God. However, certain pitfalls must be avoided to ensure that fasting remains a spiritually enriching experience. 1. Never fast for show. In the bustling streets of Jerusalem during the time of Jesus, there lived a man named Simeon. He was known throughout the city for his piety and devotion. Every week, Simeon would fast, making sure everyone around him knew of his sacrifice. He would wear sackcloth, cover himself in ashes, and walk through the streets with a somber face. The people would praise him for his dedication, calling him the holiest man in the city. However, one day as Simeon was fasting, Jesus walked by. Observing Simeon's public display, Jesus approached him and said, "Simeon, fasting is not meant to be a performance for others. When you fast, do it in secret. Your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Matthew 6:17-18. Jesus' words struck Simeon to the core. He realized that his fasting had been more about gaining admiration from others than about connecting with God. Humbled, Simeon retreated to his home. He washed his face, put on clean clothes, and continued his fast in private. In the quiet of his home, he prayed and meditated on the scriptures. As he sought God's presence in solitude, he felt a profound peace and closeness to the Lord that he had never experienced before. From that day on, Simeon fasted in secret, his heart filled with genuine devotion. Simeon's story teaches us that fasting should be a humble act, not a public spectacle. When fasting is done for the applause of men, it loses its spiritual potency and becomes merely a hollow ritual. To fast effectively, seek solitude and silence. Let your actions be hidden from the eyes of the world, known only to God who sees the sincerity of your heart. This humility invites God's presence and blessings into your life. The Virgin Mary exemplified such humility, accepting God's will with grace and discretion. Like Mary, let your fasting be a testament to your devotion, not a display for others. 2. Never neglect prayer. In the ancient kingdom of Babylon, there lived a young man named Daniel. Taken captive from his homeland, Daniel was a devout follower of God. Despite being in a foreign land, he never wavered in his faith. When the king issued a decree that no one should pray to any god or man except to him, Daniel refused to obey. He continued to pray to the God of Israel 3 times a day. One day, Daniel received a vision from God that troubled him deeply. Seeking understanding, he decided to fast and pray for 3 weeks. During this time, he abstained from rich food, meat, and wine, and he did not use any lotions. His focus was entirely on seeking God's wisdom and guidance. As Daniel prayed, an angel appeared to him, saying, "Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them." Daniel 10:12. Daniel's fasting and prayer brought him closer to God, revealing profound visions and understanding. Daniel's story illustrates the intrinsic link between fasting and prayer. Fasting without prayer is like a body without a soul. Prayer fuels fasting, giving it purpose and direction. It transforms fasting from mere self-denial into a spiritual offering. Incorporate prayer into every moment of your fast. Begin and end your day with prayers of thanksgiving and supplication. Pray for strength, clarity, and spiritual growth. Ask God to reveal His will for your life. The Blessed Virgin Mary, in her unwavering faith, continuously sought God's guidance through prayer. Follow her example by making prayer the cornerstone of your fasting journey. 3. Never fast with a grudging heart. In the lush, fertile region of Galilee, there lived a farmer named Jonah. Jonah was known for his abundant harvests and generous heart. However, one year, a severe drought struck the land. The crops withered, and the people began to starve. In desperation, Jonah decided to fast, hoping to attract God's mercy and bring rain. But as the days passed, Jonah's heart grew heavy with resentment. He felt bitter about the sacrifice he was making and doubted whether it would make any difference. One evening, as he sat alone in his field, an old man approached him. The old man, who was actually an angel in disguise, asked Jonah why he was fasting with such a heavy heart. Jonah replied, "I am fasting to seek God's help, but it feels like a burden. I am angry and frustrated." The old man gently said, "Fasting should be an act of joy and love towards God. A grudging heart undermines the sanctity of the fast. Reflect on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who endured immense suffering for the redemption of humanity. Let his love inspire you to fast with a willing and cheerful heart." Jonah pondered these words and realized the truth in them. He knelt down and prayed, asking God to purify his heart. As he prayed, a gentle rain began to fall, quenching the parched earth. Jonah's heart filled with joy and gratitude, and he vowed to fast with a spirit of love and devotion from that day on. Jonah's story emphasizes the importance of approaching fasting with the right attitude. Fasting should not be approached with reluctance or bitterness. It is a joyous sacrifice, an act of love towards God. The Bible teaches that God loves a cheerful giver, 2 Corinthians 9:7. And this principle applies to fasting as well. Embrace fasting with a spirit of joy and gratitude. Reflect on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who endured immense suffering for the redemption of humanity. Let his love and sacrifice inspire you to fast with a willing and cheerful heart. Remember, fasting is an opportunity to grow closer to God, to purify your soul, and to demonstrate your love and reverence for him. Approach it with a positive and open heart, ready to receive his grace and blessings. 4. Never ignore acts of charity. In the bustling city of Antioch, there lived a wealthy merchant named Lydia. She was known for her luxurious lifestyle and vast riches. One day, during a time of great need, the bishop of the city called for a community fast to seek God's intervention. Inspired by the bishop's words, Lydia decided to join the fast. As the days passed, Lydia realized that fasting was not just about abstaining from food. It was about giving of oneself to others. The prophet Isaiah had emphasized this in his teachings. "Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke? To set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood?" Isaiah 58:6-7. Lydia began to see the needs around her. She opened her home to the homeless, shared her food with the hungry, and provided clothing to those in need. Her acts of charity transformed her fasting experience. She felt a deep sense of fulfillment in connection with God. One day, as Lydia was serving a meal to a group of children, a radiant light filled the room. The children's faces shone with joy, and Lydia felt an overwhelming sense of God's presence. She realized that her acts of kindness and compassion had attracted God's favor in a profound way. Lydia's story teaches us that fasting is not just about abstaining from food. It is also about giving of oneself to others. During your fast, look for opportunities to help those in need. Donate to charity, volunteer your time, or simply show kindness to those around you. These acts of love and compassion reflect the true spirit of fasting and attract God's favor. The Virgin Mary, in her selflessness, serves as a perfect example of living a life dedicated to serving others. Let her life inspire you to combine your fasting with acts of charity, bringing you closer to God and his divine purpose for your life. 5. Never doubt God's presence. In the ancient city of Jerusalem, there lived a young woman named Hannah. She was a devout follower of God and known for her unwavering faith. One year during the season of Passover, Hannah decided to fast and pray for God's guidance in her life. She sought a deeper understanding of her purpose and a closer relationship with the Lord. As the days of her fast passed, Hannah faced numerous trials and temptations. Her friends mocked her devotion, and her family questioned her commitment. Despite these challenges, Hannah remained steadfast in her faith. She spent hours in prayer, seeking God's presence and trusting in his guidance. One night, as Hannah knelt in prayer, She felt a profound sense of peace wash over her. She heard a gentle voice saying, "Do not be afraid, Hannah. I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew 28:20. Hannah's heart filled with joy and reassurance. She knew that God was with her, guiding her every step. Hannah's story reminds us of the importance of maintaining faith and trust in God's presence, especially during times of fasting. One of the greatest challenges during fasting is maintaining faith and trust in God's presence, especially when faced with trials and temptations. It is easy to become discouraged and doubt whether your fasting is making a difference. However, it is crucial to remember that God is always with you, even when you cannot feel His presence. The Bible recounts numerous instances where individuals fasted and prayed in times of distress and uncertainty, trusting in God's faithfulness. Esther fasted for 3 days before approaching the king, risking her life to save her people. Her unwavering faith in God's protection and guidance led to a miraculous deliverance. Similarly, trust that God hears your prayers and sees your sacrifice. Do not let doubt or fear undermine your faith. Lean on the promises of Scripture and the examples of saints who have gone before you. The Virgin Mary, in her steadfast faith, trusted in God's plan even when it was beyond her understanding. Let her example inspire you to hold fast to your faith, believing that God is working in and through you during your fast. Conclusion: fasting is a sacred practice that has the power to transform your spiritual life and draw you closer to God. By avoiding these 5 pitfalls, fasting for show, neglecting prayer, fasting with a grudging heart, ignoring acts of charity, and doubting God's presence, you can ensure that your fasting is a genuine and powerful act of devotion. Embrace fasting with humility, prayer, joy, compassion, and unwavering faith. As you do, you will experience the profound presence of God in your life, just as countless believers have throughout history. May your fasting journey be blessed, and may it bring you closer to the heart of God, just as it did for the prophets, apostles, and saints who have gone before you. Remember, fasting is not about the act itself, but about the relationship it fosters with your Creator. Approach it with reverence and love, and you will surely attract the divine presence of God in your life.